Time for a Sting Gang podcast with Kehlani Bryan as we talk about Midwestern State softball. And apologies for not being with you for the last couple of weeks. Some scheduling conflicts. Midwestern State had a midweek game in Paris, and that kind of threw us a curveball. And then I was out last week for some personal reasons. So appreciate you being with us for this Sting Gang podcast. Let me just ask you about kind of the state of the team. I know you've kind of incurred some injuries since we last talked on our last podcast. So you're playing kind of shorthanded.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely battling through some injuries, and a lot of our offensive contributors right now, with Erica being out and Maddie being out as well. We've had nagging injuries probably the last 6 to 8 games, but we've had some kids really step up, and it's been exciting to see them go out and perform and get the job done. And I know the scoreboard again doesn't reflect the good things and the positives that we have seen, but defensively we've made some really good plays in the outfield, and then also behind the plate we had a really big first and third the other day defensively that Stormy Daniel comes up and makes a great play, and Haley's been doing a great job behind the plate for us too. So.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about Haley because absolutely she's doing a great job behind the plate. Is it a coincidence that her offense has picked up since she went behind the plate?
I don't know. Haley puts in a ton of work outside of practice, and I think in the last month she's really tried to find ways of just being a better hitter at the plate, and whether that's better pitch selection. I know she's changed up some mechanics, and it's nice to see her see that success pay off. But she's a grinder. She's always putting in extra work and time into her craft. And offensively, right now, I would say consistently she's a kid that finds the top of the ball. She'll hit hard ground balls through the infield and then balls on a line. And I think she had, game two, she had 2 hits.
Yeah, and I think she's got at least 1 hit in 6 of her last 7 games.
Yeah.
And, I think it probably is just a coincidence that her offense has picked up. But defensively, I think she's played extraordinarily well considering she played, the first 25 games at shortstop.
Yeah, and she came in having some experience behind the plate, and I think it did allow an opportunity to get Stormy Daniel on the field. For her to be out there as a freshman at shortstop, it's huge. She's gaining experience and some confidence. I know that there is some plays that she'd like to get back, but she's made some really good plays defensively. She's flown around making diving catches. And, I think that, again, it's just about getting her some experience.
It seems like she's got good hands. She feels that short hop pretty well.
Yeah, she did. She came through on the run, I think, 1 play and made a really good play. So just getting her some time out there and some confidence is going to be huge for her coming in next year. But Haley's done a great job. She stepped up, and I think that she's actually really enjoying being back there. And again, coming in as a senior, not in an ideal situation, but selfless. I mean, selfless kid, and she's doing a great job back there for us.
I would think, I don't know that I would ever want to be a catcher. Fortunately, I was left-handed, so nobody ever asked me to be a catcher.
Okay. Yeah.
but if you really love the game, you're in on every pitch.
Absolutely.
You got the whole game in front of you. Yep. It is kind of a fun position to play until they start fouling balls off of you. But
yeah, and you have to be someone that's willing to lead, willing to take a lot of the reins, because again, you're the only person on the field that can see the entire infield and outfield and the battery. So, I feel like as a catcher, you have to be a great leader, and we've had that. And again, it's a long season, and you don't ever want to see anybody hurt. That's one thing. That it's kind of an uncontrollable situation where, we had 2 freak accidents where 2 really good players get hurt and kind of take them out of the equation. But you know, the coaching side of it. You have to find somebody that's going to be able to fill those shoes and hopefully, you know, do their job. And that's what we've done is, you know, we've kind of went to the next man up. And, you know, we've had some injuries within our pitching staff, and our pitchers have stepped up and, you know, thrown more innings. And I don't know if that's, you know, us tired right now and not at our best, but our kids have stepped up a lot and just, you know, became selfless in those moments where, you know, the team needs you and it's your turn.
I mean, your team has shown some resiliency. Take your pitchers. Very seldom does a pitcher have back-to-back poor outings. If there is a bad outing, usually they come back and pitch really well the next time they're in the circle. The other day against Oklahoma Christian, you got run ruled in the first game, but you come back in the second game and you make it a tough, close contest.
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, we either have a really good first game and not so great second game, or we have a not so great first game and then we bounce back the second game. So, you know, defensively, we've got to be able to play better defense behind our pitchers. Pitchers have got to do a better job of getting ahead in counts and, you know, just being able to manipulate on that side of it. But overall right now, we got to find our swagger again a little bit. I think we've lost our confidence. You know, when you're not winning, it's easy to focus on what you're doing wrong. And, you know, there are a lot of positives that have brought us along throughout the season that we've been able to stay in games. Again, our offense has not produced like we want them to. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, they're not getting their cuts in every week or putting in extra time. They are. It's just right now, it's just not our time. And, you know, we're learning in the losses. Did I think that this season would go the way that it did? No. But also didn't really know what to expect. So, I know that, you know, not an excuse by any means, but I know that, you know, the top two hitters, were not with us this year. You know, they graduated and left. So we just have to have our offense step up and produce these next, you know, 12 games and, you know, make it fun, make it as enjoyable as possible. And, you know, I think we get wrapped up so much in winning or not winning and, you know, what we're doing right or wrong. And instead of just enjoying the process and, you know, again, we're trying to grind through the losses. You know, we've had some good losses and we've had some not so great losses. But again, it's rare that you find us just completely giving up and not competing in that second game. So, I'm happy about that. You know, I think that again, this year is just about, finding our identity. You know, where do we want to be in the next 2 to 3 years? And I feel like, you know, we could build off of that in these next 12 games.
Just on game day, and I'm only at the home games, but it does look like the girls are having fun playing the game.
Yeah. And there, you know, there's usually one inning that really, you know, bites us.
And I'm only at games, not at practice.
Yes.
So I guess,
yeah.
I guess my question is, do you see that all the time?
I think when you give yourself opportunities to win games, you're doing something right. And we've had a lot of opportunities to win games and we just have not capitalized on the opportunity to punch back and win the game. So, Oklahoma Christian is a great team. For me,
no doubt.
I think that they're a much better team than what their stats or their numbers show.
They don't have the eye popping numbers that West Texas has.
No.
But there's no question they're a good team and their lineup is strong from top to bottom.
Yes, they can swing the bat. When they make contact, it's usually hard contact. So, you know, I feel like they're a really good team. And again, you really can't come in and have an off day. You can't come in and have a bad day and expect to win. So, you know, we're learning a lot about what the conference looks like and, again, what our team looks like right now. You know, just have to try to enjoy these next 12 games and find the good in it.
Yeah, I want to circle back to something you were kind of alluding to earlier, and that's your defense. Because I think if you asked me, I would say, yeah, I'm a pretty good defensive team. The error numbers are probably higher than you want it to be.
Yes.
So how do you assess the way you're playing defense?
I think we allow mistakes to kind of carry into the next pitch. And so just having a short-term memory, you know, taking one pitch at a time and, you know, making the most of that opportunity. But when we, you know, when we boot a ball and we make a mistake, I think that, you know, just allowing that to shut down and be over with and move on to the next pitch would help out a lot. But also I think that the youthfulness of our team at times, you know, we're not there yet. And, you know, you want to have good leadership that's going to be like, hey, get the next pitch. And, you know, I feel like we have had some kids that, you know, take those youngsters under the wing and so not allowing the mistakes to carry over to the next pitch, because it can snowball really quick. When you make a mistake, you know, then you feed off of that and then you go into the next pitch and now you're mad at yourself and you make another mistake, or, you know, just unnecessary throws, you know, taking care of the ball. I'm always telling us, take care of the ball. You know, if nothing's there, then don't force it. And, you know, sometimes we force throws and it gives up extra bases, and then those extra bases turn into runs. So we've had a rough go around with, you know, we'll come out really good. It could be a 2-0 ball game. We get through the fourth inning, and then we have a 6-9 run inning where we give up just, you know, 6 or 9 runs. And
then so, you might make 2 or 3 errors in that inning.
Yep.
It seems like that's how the errors are coming, are kind of in these small bunches.
Yeah.
But it also seems like most of the errors are physical errors, not mental errors.
No, yeah. And it's, you know, again, it might be a bad throw that leads to 2 bases, or we bobble a ball and it gives them extra momentum. So good teams are going to capitalize off of your mistakes, which is, you know, what I want to do on the offensive side of it. You know, we'll have someone come up and get a base hit or potentially get on an error. And it's like, okay, we need to capitalize on this momentum right now. And so I felt like the other day, I don't recall exactly what inning it was, but I think we made 2 plays in an inning defensively, and we had a lot of the momentum against Oklahoma Christian. And I wish we would have taken it and ran with it. Again, it's a long season. You're figuring each other out. You know, you're trying to fill out, you know, you're trying to trust the person next to you. And obviously, like, building off of momentum, confidence right now. I mean, I would say that I don't know that our kids are super confident. We've only won 5
right.
games. And so, you know, we're trying to build that confidence. But sometimes it's just simplifying at the plate, going up and, like, you know, pre-pitch saying, like, I'm going to hit the ball, and going up and being confident in that. And I feel like we have the opportunity to be successful. Right now, it's just, again, we're learning in the losses. And, you know, for me, I want to focus on the good things that our team is bringing to the table. You know, we've had a lot of celebrations. You know, Mia Sanchez comes up and throws that kid out from right field the other day. And, I mean, that's huge, again, from a freshman. Tatum Waller goes back on a ball and catches one over the shoulder. And I mean, that's a huge play. And, you know, I want to celebrate those plays because I feel like, you know, it's celebrating the little things continuously, whether the scoreboard says you're winning or losing, but you learn a lot about life when you're losing. And, I would say that right now, you know, our team is learning a lot about, character, adversity, how to handle adversity. And so, you know, my job as a coach is just to continue to, find the good in that and convey the life lessons that we are learning. It's a process. And, you know, again, whether we won 30 games this year or whether we won 2, it is a process. And, you know, we're going to continue to keep building and keep grinding and put our head down and work.
Next up is UT Dallas, which is a team Midwestern State's never played softball. UT Dallas, a new member of the conference. I know you're also new to the conference, but I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked all the other coaches, is what does it mean to the LSC to have UT Dallas in the conference?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely exciting to have new teams. You know, I would say, again, you really can't have a bad day in the Lone Star. You got to show up with your best stuff every single day. And, you know, I think that, you know, just from studying film, it's definitely a team that we can compete with. I feel like it's a team that we have an opportunity to win. And, you know, just our kids showing up and doing their job and taking care of the ball. You know, if you have a good day of offense and a not so great defense, I mean, as long as you're doing 1 to 2 aspects of the game, I think you give yourself a good chance.
You kind of remind me of a football coach who always says, I got to win 2 of the 3 phases of the game.
Yep.
The softball team taking on UT Dallas in kind of a strange part of the schedule, because I mean, you moved the game up because of the weather, the pending weather. So you went from Thursday to Sunday without a game. So what do you do during this period where you've got this long stretch without a game?
Yeah, today is more of a lighter day, you know, and it allowed our kids to kind of rest up and, again, going through some nagging injuries. You know, we were pretty banged up. So I think just getting some kids healthy.
You think you'll get some of these girls back?
Possibly, maybe in the next couple weeks. It's kind of a day-to-day process right now, but you know, today is more of a lighter day. Just focus on some pitching today and some bullpen stuff, and then we'll get some cuts in, and we're actually going to do some team stuff today, kind of a team activity. Again, just trying to find the fun in it. I think that, you know, we're trying to get out of that negative mindset right now and just focus on enjoying this process.
Well, we're going to enjoy having you back home here after you play UT Dallas. We look forward to seeing everybody out at Mustangs Park to watch Midwestern State softball. Appreciate you doing the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kalani Bryan, the head softball coach here at Midwestern State University. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast, and then bring a friend or two or ten out to Mustangs Park to enjoy Midwestern State softball. You can follow the Mustangs at msumustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.